expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com. Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Show here at www.mybroadcastddv.com. This is the Lord Has Made. We also welcome those who are watching my live show. That's on its way coming in. We're going to go right to SITU today. Glory be to God. I want to thank God for everyone who's tuning in. Thank God every single Saturday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. We bring to you, of course, Kingdom News. But today I'm focusing on my SITU course. It's, of course, what I call week number 90. I think it's week number 96. And lesson 4 on the mighty sons of God. And I want to focus today more so on the manifestation of the sons of God. I've been talking about John chapter 5. We're going to go there and hopefully get to Romans chapter 8 to really show you exactly what I talk about when it comes to sonship. Let's pray and get into the word. Lord God, we give you thanks and praise that you're the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You're the Father of all glory. You give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, that our eyes are enlightened, that we may know the hope of your calling, the glorious riches that are inside the saints, and that exceeding greatness of your power to us word, because Michael McDuffie believed according to the working of your mighty power, which you exerted in Christ when you raised him from the dead, far above all principalities, all powers, all mights, all dominions, not only in this cosmos, but the world which is to come, which is your body that fills all in all in Christ Jesus' name. So be it, so be it, so be it. God is good. If you have your Bibles, please go over to the book of John chapter 5. I want to pick up where I left off last. And these courses right now are very important for SITU, the bachelor's level, because I'm reaching for 120 hours, BA level, and we're also reaching 120 hours for the associate's level. And this is going to be a tremendous graduation between the students who hung with us, who stuck with us, and continue to go forward in what God has given me to equip the saints. And if you go over to the book of John chapter 5, all right, John chapter 5, and like I already told you, this is 96, lesson 4 on the mighty sons of God. And I've been giving you some things about sonship, not about Christianity, not about denominationalism, not that, you know, I go to church on Sunday. No, this is a whole different ball game. This is a time when you get to understand the ministry of the Father. We're sons to the Father. We sit around the Master's table. And even though we do kingdom business, we don't do kingdom business as employees. We do kingdom business as sons connected to the Father through a blood relationship of Christ. So let's go back down to John chapter 4. All right. John 4. And I want to show you something that I think will be a blessing to you. John chapter 5, not 4. John chapter 5. And let's finish off where we started off the last time. And John chapter 5, he already gave you the story already where the Jewish leaders that ran the temple, who couldn't stand Jesus already, looking for every opportunity to murder him and get rid of him, he operates in sonship. Jesus Christ performs a miracle. He carries out a sign and a wonder. A man gets up and starts walking after 38 years. And then Jesus makes a strange statement in John chapter 5, verse 30. I could do nothing on my own. As I hear, I judge. And the word judge means to carry out a verdict, to execute something that's passed by law, to execute a law, which means the term judge here means to execute something in the physical world. See it in the spiritual world, and to judge it means to carry it out. And this is a public demonstration in the eyes of people, okay? And, of course, it says this in verse 43 of John 5. It says, I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, you will receive him. How can you believe when you receive glory from one another and do not seek the glory that comes from the only God? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one who accuses you, Moses, on whom you have set your hope. For if you believe Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote of me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words? Now, I want to show you this. This is called the Mighty Sons of God. And of course, the church that God allowed me to oversee or to be the bishop over, I use this as the title of our ministry because I believe my job as an apostle is to raise up sons of God. And not just weak, but mighty sons of God. And the term sons is not a term for gender. It's a term for spirit. So females are sons and males are sons because sons mean spirit. When the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. If any man be in Christ, and that word man is spirit. If any spirit be in Christ. So there are spirits in male bodies and there are spirits in female bodies. You're not a body. You are a spirit that lives in a body that has a soul, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions. Now, when you get born again or sent from above, as in John chapter 3, you're reconnected back to the Father. You sit at the Master's table. As a matter of fact, the Bible says you sit next to him in heavenly places. And the Father shares with you the Father's business. And we're more than employees. We're more than workers. And we're also more than servants. We are sons. We are related to the Father through Christ Jesus. And that's a beautiful seat to have. Angels can't sit there. Satan can't sit there. And we rule from the third heaven through the second heaven into the first heaven. So the more and more I teach you about sonship, the more you understand this is deeper than denominationalism. This is deeper than saying I'm a Catholic. This is deeper than saying I'm a Methodist or I'm a Presbyterian or I'm a spirit-filled charismatic. I'm apostolic. I'm ultra-apostolic. I'm ultra-apostolic. Doesn't matter. Use all these denominational titles. At the end of the day, the Bible says in Galatians, you are the sons of God. And also in 1 John, 2 John says, you don't even know what you fully will be. But when we see him, we'll be just like him. So John 5, I feel, is the manual chapter that explains sonship, but why it's so important for your sonship to be embraced. And here are some of the dangers of looking a gifted horse in the mouth and not embracing that gifted horse. And this was the problem of the religious Jewish establishment of that day, is that the Father God sent Jesus to deliver them, to help them, but they decided not to believe on the one that the Father had sent. And then they would do their best to talk about they were disciples of Moses. And then Jesus said, you're lying. You're a disciple of Moses because Moses spoke of me. Then they try to put John the Baptist over Jesus. They said, well, John the Baptist baptized me. So why do you guys continue to reject me, but you accept Moses and you accept John? When I'm greater than both of them. The law spoke to me, and John the Baptist, who was called the greatest of all Old Testament heroes, whoever is in the least of the kingdom of God is greater than John the Baptist. So why do you continue to reject me? Because they were so in love with the money and the control of the minds of the people that they did not want to relinquish control to Jesus Christ, who is Lord and Savior. So it's all about the love of money and mental control. And what you'll find out at the end of the day, anytime you start messing with people's money, or begin to mess with their control or their livelihood, they will kill you. They'll cut you from your ankles and they'll do some wicked things against you because they don't like the power that you have. Because the person that has the title is not always the person that is in control. It's the one that influences, that sets the tone. Trust me when I tell you that, because there's a lot of leadership that don't have the titles, but the people like them. The people have favor towards them and they would do anything for these people. But when you get to John chapter 5, Jesus is saying something I think we miss. He says, for if you believe Moses, you will believe me. For Moses wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words? So he says, you guys pick and choose what you want because you understand the power that I contain. And you know I am the Son of God. You know I'm Emmanuel, but you do not want to relinquish authority. Now, this is something I want to teach you about sonship. And please understand this. Even though you know that you are the sons of God, you will not always be embraced as the sons of God. This is a principle I want to teach to my students, my bachelor level students. Stop tripping over rejection. Stop worrying about the people that don't receive you or the people that don't invite you or the people that try to cut you off. It's okay, because at the end of the day, sonship will always swallow up demons and devils in confusion. Trust me when I tell you. Never retaliate. Always show forth love. Be graceful. Be seasoned with salt. and just stay on your game and keep loving people. I read something the other day coming out of New York. I'll talk about this. I'll talk a little bit about this, that forgiveness is not an act. It is an attitude. Oh, God, that's so great. Or I think it said forgiveness is not a one-time event, but it is an attitude. So when the Bible talks about forgiving 70 times 7, which comes to 490, it really means having an attitude of forgiveness towards people, even though they treat you like crap or they try to act like they love you, but they hate you. And you got to have an attitude of forgiveness towards ignorance and a forgiveness towards people that don't embrace you as the sons of God. And this was the thing that Jesus did on the cross. He says, forgive them, but they don't know what they're doing. So forgiveness is extended based on you knowing the ignorance that somebody walks in. So a lot of times you don't forgive people because, you know, you feel like they got away with it. You forgive people for your own mental sanity. You forgive people because you want nothing to block the flow up or block up your blessings. So the way you extend love, extend grace, that's God-like. As a matter of fact, that word is agape, which means it's a choice to care. Is I'm going to care for you regardless how you treat me. I'm going to still care for you. That's called the agape love of God. And Jesus is explaining to the religious structure of the day that many of you are trying to murder me, trying to kill me, trying to destroy me. And the problem is you claim to be disciples of Moses when Moses wrote of me and told you in your own writings that I am the Messiah, I am the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and you don't embrace me. So one of the ingredients or one of the attributes of understanding sonship, you have to learn how to deal with rejection. And I wrote this in my book, 177 Laws of Might, that rejection is promotion in reverse. And that simply means that when it looks like you are rejected, God is turning it around to make you be in the position of promotion sooner or later, or later or sooner. You just have to be patient. You got to stay in your peaceful spot. And when one door closes, ask God to open another door. Because there will be a door that opens that will embrace you. I believe in my years of ministry, I always said to myself, Lord God, I appreciate the people that I have to tolerate, but I'm looking forward to the season when I'll be around people that will celebrate. And you got to understand these seasons and these times. And what I want to teach my students is don't get discouraged in times of rejection when no one calls you, no one wants you around. They set up group meetings and don't invite you. That is okay. Don't trip over it. Understand that you are the sons of God, and it's only a matter of time before God flips the script. What you got to do is stay in the attitude of forgiveness. Don't be bitter. Don't attack. Don't revenge. Don't do the same dumb things that people do to you. It amazes me how people will post things on social media and call themselves believers, and they're retaliating against the people that did them wrong and said something evil. So if one person posts something evil, you got to bounce back and post something even more evil. Dumb. It's the dumb move, as Brother Lonnie Mickens would say. Smart move is you respond in love and you overlook people's shortcomings and you stay on your game and you avoid drama and you stay focused on your course. This is how sons operate. And know what the world is looking for? Let me use a better term. You know what the earth is looking for? The earth is looking for these type of sons. And these are sons that are going to manifest. Now, I'm going to read the scripture, and I read it before, but let me break it down a little bit more. Go to Romans chapter 8. Go to Romans chapter 8. I love the book of Romans. Man, I really love that book, you know, Church at Rome. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Which I think was a major reason why they really crucified him, because they said Jesus was Lord and Caesar was not Lord. But anyway, when you go to Romans chapter, Romans chapter 8. Go to Romans 8, and I want to read to you, Romans 8, verse 14. It says, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Please circle that. Sons of God. All right. And it says this, for you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons by whom you cry. Now, why did the scripture says to fall into fear? Because there was a fear of the old Jewish system. If I call on the name of the Lord, if I say that Jesus Christ is my fellow oldest brother and that through him I got a relationship to God the Father outside the temple and I'm sons of God, they're going to stone me. I'm afraid. He said, you have not received this spirit of fear. I've given you the spirit of power, love, and a whole mind. It says in verse 15 of 8 of Romans, says, for you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received the spirit of adoption as sons by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirits that we are the children of God. And if children, then we're heirs of God. I'm an heir of God. Sons of God are heirs, heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ. I mean, whatever God gives Christ Jesus, I'm a part of that inheritance package because Jesus is the head and I'm part of the body of Christ. Provided we suffer with him in order that we might also be glorified with him. What suffering is he talking about? Not necessarily sickness and disease, even that can be a type of suffering, but the suffering he's talking about is the persecution that's coming from the old Jewish religious movement. But right now, we are the sons of God, and creation is waiting for the sons of God to show up. Now, that's some of the things I got to talk about that today, how creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Now, I want to show you this. Now, look at Romans 8, verse 14. Of verse 18, and you're listening to www.mybroadcastddv.com, and also you're watching Mike Live, and we ask your continual support for our ministry. But in Romans 8, verse 18 says, and look what Paul says. He's talking to Jews that are becoming Christians or Gentiles that become Christians, and they're trapped between allegiance to Caesar being Lord and also trapped between the old Jewish religious establishment and the old Herodian temple that's prophesied to reach its doom within a generation. So a lot of them are afraid. Some of them are running away from the body of Christ because they're suffering. But then Paul encourages the saints in verse 18, my BA student says, for I consider that the sufferings of this present time, listen to me, the suffering of this present time. Now, what is Paul talking about? You talking about 2,000 years later? He talking about the great tribulation that's going to happen to America and Rome and the false? No. There's a suffering going on in their present time. The fight to stay Christians versus go back to the old Jewish movement, trapped between Rome, allegiance to Rome versus allegiance to Christ. He says, and I know you're suffering for your stance for Christ, but don't quit and give up because of the pressure. He says that even though the suffering is in his present season, he says it is not worth comparing with the glory that is revealed to us or through us. And look at verse 19. I want y'all to hear me and watch this closely. For the creation waits. Let me say it again. For the creation waits with eager longing for the expectation or the revealing, or watch this, the manifestation of the sons of God. That means creation is waiting for the sons of God to appear. Now, we don't have everything in America, Christians, Baptists, Presbyterian, Pentecostal, Word of Faith, Charismatic. You know what creation really looking for? Are people to show up who operate in sonship. They're showing, the creation is saying, hey, when are you guys going to take off your religious garment and let your sunlight shine forward? When you're going to let your light shine forward, all right? When you're going to take off those fake church clothes, those denominational titles, and let the sunlight shine through you so we can really see what it means to meet a son of God. See, sons of God allow people to come out of comas. Sons of God will operate in an anointing to get people up by the pool of Bethesda. When you operate as sons of God, people walk through the gate of beautiful and get their ankles and their feet back. When you operate in sonship, you walk on air. When you walk in sonship, you multiply fish and loaves. When you walk on sonship, you get a raise when other folks get laid off. When you walk in sonship, you come into apartments and duplexes and property you don't even have enough credit rating to get. I'm talking about the incredible things happen when the sons of God began to manifest. Now, when it uses the term, I'm going to read it again. This is Romans 8, verse 18. I want you to watch this closely, everybody. And Paul's encouraging these saints who are under persecution. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us or through us. For the creation awaits with eager longing. Watch this. Longing for the manifestation or the revealing, or watch this, the pulling back of the veil or the apocalypse of the sons of God. So it means that the sons of God may be hidden amongst us, but they're behind a curtain. They're behind a cloak. And we got to pull the cloak back so the sons will come forward. See, what you have to understand, in first century times, the Jews that ran the temple said that the heaven and earth was wrapped around a temple structure. The heaven and the earth. The heaven is of course, the temple, and the earth is Jerusalem inside the state of Israel. And they centered everything around the priesthood, the high priest. They even centered it around what you call the treasury in the temple. Was like their Fort Knox. Everything was centered around that. And the Jews believed anything that these priests and stuff said. And Christ came to call their doodle on the carpet. And so he's now saying there's another set of people coming that are going to be different than just religious Jewish people. They're going to be what I call the Israel of God, which are Jews and Gentiles together, who take on their real role as the sons of God. And it won't be in the secret. They're going to come to the forefront, and you're going to know the hand of God is on them. Matter of fact, Isaiah 60 say they should be called the ministers of the Lord. I mean, they won't just be servants. They'll be servants of the Lord. They'll see the lordship of Christ moving through their servant heart. All right? But it says in verse 20, for the creation was subject to futility. F-U-T-I-L-I-T-Y. Fertility. Am I saying it right? Fertility. Not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in expectation that the creation itself will be made free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We're going to take our commercial break, and we're going to come back to, of course, to www.mybroadcastdv.com. We'll be right back. Keep it going.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night? Feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. If chronic pain is preventing you from leading a full and active lifestyle, then it's time to visit Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists. As a Blue-friendly service provider, Oasis understands that each person's situation is unique and that each person's healing plan needs to be
customized for individual injuries and conditions. Featuring board-certified and fellowship-trained physicians, Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists will have you back on your feet and back in the game. Schedule your appointment today by visiting www.blueorthopedic.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit VisitBlue.com. VisitBlue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you are looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you found it. DTVRadio.com offers programs such as Between Two Blue Balls, Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DTVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
All right. We're back. Of course, you're listening and you're watching, of course, the www.mikebroadcast.com every Saturday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. We're also watching Mike Live, and today I'm doing a special thing on SITU Week 96, Lesson 4 on the Mighty Sons of God. Let's go back to Romans chapter 8, and I've been teaching just about the manifestation of the sons of God. And my job as a trainer, as an equipper, as an apostle, is to get church folks to stop thinking they're church folks and start seeing themselves as sons. Now, if anyone had a healthy relationship with their father or their mother and sat at your father or mother's table and you have parents that really loved you, you will understand sonship, because there's a relationship between the parents and the children that's like such a deep bond. Real mothers and fathers will fight to death for their children. And if they see you trying to attack their kids, a mother and father will give their lives to protect their children. Same thing for the animal kingdom. So when God the Father calls you sons, what a privilege. What a privilege. You know, it amazes me. And there's a little controversy over some scripture where it says that the sons of God came before God in the morning. Some people believe there were angels, or some folks believe that was us in heaven before we came to the earth. So there's always a little controversy over that. But the title of sons of God represent that we are part of the Father's family. We're part of the inheritance. We have a song to sing that the angels cannot sing. And so when Romans 8 tells you that creation is waiting for the sons of God to be revealed or manifested, he's talking to us. But how are they going to manifest if we run from every trial and tribulation? We quit. We fuss about suffering. We even get mad at other rich people because they got more money than us. Instead of praying for them, we curse them out. We don't understand what sonship means. But sometimes you got to overlook people's ignorance and pray for them. But look what it says here. It says this in verse Romans 8. It says this in verse 21, that the creation itself will be made free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. But we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth unto now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, we have the first fruits of the Spirit, grown inwardly as we wait earnestly for the adoption of sons, the redemption of our bodies, which means that there'll come a time where our bodies will also be redeemed. For in this hope, which means we expect, we were saved. Now hope that is seen is no longer hope. For who hopes for what it sees? But if we expect what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Then it says, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for human words or our own vernacular. For he who searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work and all things righteous. And we know that those who love God, which really means obey God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. Stick with me. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be what? Conformed to the image of his son. There's your scripture. Who says he's supposed to be like Jesus? Here it is right here. Conformed to the image of his son, in order that he might be the firstborn amongst other brothers. I told you, Jesus Christ is your firstborn. There's a second, a third, a fourth, and fifth. Put yourself in there someplace. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he also called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. Are you reading this? That means that, and let me just give it to you as plain as I can make it sound. I want to use some personal examples. There is a manifestation of the sons of God that your community is waiting for you to show up. And some of us have showed up as Christians, showed up as Baptists, Presbyterian, Catholics, and the creation says, we're not waiting for you. We're waiting for sons of God to show up. That means there's a presence of Christ Jesus that will flow through you, through the activity of the kingdom, that children, teenagers, adults, young adults, seniors will say, the Spirit of God is upon you. When I hug you, I feel comforted. When I talk to you, I want to tell you all my business. When I sit down with you, you lead me to Christ. And the people get to really feel that the sonship is heavily upon you. What an amazing feeling. And creation is waiting for these types of people. I'm telling you, where we at right now in our nation, that folks not waiting for more church folk. They're not waiting for more church folk on Sunday. They're waiting for the sons of God to manifest, which means to appear, to pull back the veil. As a matter of fact, the word revelation in the Greek language is the word apocalypse, which means to pull back the curtain. It's almost like to pull the shade down. We used to pull them down, but back in the day, pull them down, let it go. And you see outside. Well, guess what? I believe that inside of each Christian is the germ or the seed of sonship. And the problem is we've not been trained and equipped how to let that sonship come out. We don't embrace our sonship because we're always putting things off to later. Whatever you postpone, you never possess. You got to start saying to yourself, listen to me, bachelor level students, I am a son of God. I say the son, I am a son of God. And I walk as my father walked. As I see my father do, I do. If my father performed miracles, I execute miracles. If my father said I can do this, and I can do this. And I got to say that. I got to act like it. I got to know that the kingdom is within me. See, and this is the type of ministry that creation is waiting for. Let me give you an example of this. And then I'm going to try to jump to this real fast. My wife and I and a ministerial couple went over to the 9/11 Memorial Museum in New York where the Twin Towers collapsed. And they built a whole city there. It reminded me of the old Jerusalem Temple. It's a large, massive place with stores, a mall, and to remind you of what happened to America, of course, in the 9/11 situation. But what happened before we were going over there, as I was parking my car to get ready to catch the bus, I started talking to my Father God. As I talked, I said, Lord God, I'm a son of God, and I want my sonship to manifest. And Lord God, if I can be a blessing to one in New York on my way there, Lord God, use us mightily and protect them. See, I'm talking to my Father as a son through Jesus' name. Time I parked my car, the ministerial couple got out of their truck, you know, and I walked around the bend, and my wife and I saw a neighbor. I was distressed. She was crying. She was so upset. And we gathered around her and we prayed for her. That was the manifestation of the sons of God. We didn't say, wait till Sunday, change your clothes. Let me go get my bishop robe. Let me get my medallion. It wasn't time for that. I had practically my street clothes on. And we didn't pray long, drawing our prayers with our eyes closed outside and screaming and hollering. We just said, Lord God, comfort her. Look over her. And she just wept and cried in my wife's arms. That's called the manifestation of the sons of God. And the ministerial couple just joining with us. That is what the earth is looking for people to show up without all the religious pretense and all the outward religious bondage. They want someone to love them, to touch them, to comfort them. This is how you bring creation out. Now, I know when you read the scripture, we love to take Romans 8 and make it the rapture, the end of the world. Y'all, please stop. Please stop. There are so many people that want the sons of God to manifest. Even the day I give honor to Pastor Marcus, who received an award today, worked with the police department, speaking to young people, him and myself and another sister of mine that come to minister to these kids who've had some problems and being incarcerated. And our job is to turn them from negative behavior and turn them towards positive behavior. And today we got to watch the movie Jumanji, and we got to, of course, they fed us, and then they gave us some awards, and Reverend Marcus received an award, and I was very proud of him because he's impacting these kids, the parents. And we sat around the table with a couple of parents who were telling me they were so concerned about their children and their teenagers, and boy, they said, can we get your number? How can we stay in touch? And the parents were walking up to us, and they said, they see sonship. Creation sees sonship. They see something on you they don't see on everybody else. And then the police department talks to you, and the fire department talks to you. And the Lord said they're being attracted to the sonship. They're not attracted to church folks, man. They're not attracted to church folks. That's not what they're attracted. They're attracted to something that they see outside the four walls. They see it during the week. They want to come. And it's not corny. It's not stuffy. It's a real life, tangible, I need a touch from God. McDuffie, could you hug me? McDuffie, can I get your number? McDuffie. And so I was telling one of my members of our circle, I said, we've got to build these centers in Patterson where we teach people how to walk in sonship so that we get out of the religious monotone thing of, you know, come to church on Sunday. You know, come. And suppose they don't want to come to your church on Sunday. But suppose no one wants to come to your church. They don't want to come to your church. They hate church. Matter of fact, they work on Sunday. They don't want to come to church on Sunday. Doesn't mean we cut them off because they don't readjust their schedules to come to our church building? Why can't you readjust your schedule? Why can't you get up and go get them and take them out and teach them the word on a Tuesday night? Why? Because in our mind, we got our mind already set. Church is at Sunday 11 o'clock. You got to put your little bishop robe on. You got to put your little clergy clara on. That will make you do. If that will make you feel good, more power to you. I got no problem with that. All the problem I always have is when folks judge you when you don't do it. When you don't do it, there's something wrong with you. No, I'm just free enough and strong in my stance to know what God called me to. And you can't punk me. You can't talk me out of it because you say it many times on Facebook. Don't work, please. Speak to the hand. You have to understand that creation is waiting for sons to show up. And that was the deep thing. And, of course, we went into New York. We caught the path, went right up underneath of this new place they built for 9/11, and we saw these malls. But the deep thing, as we walked to the museums and saw the 9/11, there was like a hush, an H-U-S-H in the place. It wasn't loud, whole lot of people, but it was like a spirit of respect and reverence of the 3,000 people that died that day or eventually died during 9/11. And I thought about this, and I thought about what was the trauma that the nation experienced during this time and what trauma followed the nation. Now, that was 2001, if I'm correct or not, right? 2001. This is 2019. So that's 18 years. Do you think the day that this thing happened that people got over their trauma overnight? Or can trauma be passed down? Yes, it can be. It can affect one generation to the next generation. Yes, it can. And I saw some people in the museum who were actually crying. They were sitting there looking at the plane. They was wiping their eyes. And they had a section in the museum where you can write letters and write out your grief or write something that your country can do better to protect our nation. People was writing letters, dropping them in boxes. They was looking. And I said, God, look at this, God. I said, this is an opportunity for the sons of God to manifest. See, we got to stop thinking that the mission field is just in your building on a Sunday morning. The mission field was outside in Manhattan, New York yesterday. We got there around, 12, 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock. We stayed to like 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. And I got to see people were hurting. I saw it. It wasn't time for me to minister. God just said, put your feet on the ground. Walk around. Get your feet on it. Because these are the people that are waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Now, I gave you that. Now, I want to go back to Romans 8 because I'm still teaching here at the bachelor's level. And I'm trying to get my saints. And I say my, I don't mean ownership. I mean in terms of management. The people that I'm sent to, I want to teach you to honor not only the Son, Christ Jesus, but honor those that God sends you. So today, as I was talking to a couple of parents, I met a couple of teenagers. It wasn't that I'm ministering to them. They might be sent to minister to me. See, that's a whole other ball game. One sister said, McDuff, I really want to see if I can start a dance studio. I just start writing out mental notes. I said, okay. I didn't turn nobody down. One other lady said, I got a health program. I want to bring some help. I said, she said, I heard you're going to open up some communities. I said, I am. She said, oh, please include me. I said, give me your name. What I'm doing is not only am I a sent son to someone else, Sister Crystal, M318, Reverend Marcus, Mighty Sons of God Church, but also I realized that you have to be very humble and see who God is bringing towards you. All these teenagers and young folks I'm ministering to, these 12 and 13-year-olds and 14-year-olds might be taking care of me one day when I'm a senior. You know, I might be 75, 80 years old and need them to push me around in a wheelchair. Who knows? Who knows? You know, I may need someone to come and cut my grass. Who knows? And they're going to remember, McDuff, remember when I was 13 years old? I said, yeah, I remember. See, this is what happens when people get a taste of sonship. They never forget you. The Bible here says in chapter 8, verse 31, because right after 31, verse 30 closed with, it says that to those whom he justified, he also what glorified. This is very important. So the term glory comes from a Greek term called kabod, which means weighty or have honor. That means that when I get finished with you through this season of suffering and tribulation, I'm going to glorify you in the earth. And those that have been waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God, they're going to say, these are the mighty sons of God. So I'll get that later. So that means that God has a way of manifesting the sons of God if she do two things. She got to be the salt to the earth and light to the world. She got to be the salt that alters and the light that illuminates and then allow God to put you in high places. This is why I believe in going after high paying jobs. This is why I believe that the body of Christ leadership should take over positions in the police department, fire department, FBI, Hollywood, sporting world, school of education, wherever the positions of power is, and what I call these mountain centers, these apex spots on top of high places. The church got to put the sons of God on top of these spots so that we can set procedure, set laws, let our light so shine. You know, I always love to work with companies that say, McDuffie, you're free to do what you want to do here. You want to hold Bible study? You want to preach Christ? Go right ahead. And this is the owner of the company telling you that, which we got open access to preach the gospel of the kingdom without hindrance. Earth is waiting for the sons of God to manifest. But let me tell you why the sons of God are not manifesting. I got 5 minutes. It's 2:50. Let me tell you why the sons of God are not manifesting like they're supposed to. Fear. Ignorance. We're not supposed to get that past Mike till later on. It won't happen till the rapture. Oh, God. You are the sons of God now. Now, the full manifestation of the sons of God, what we actually will be like throughout eternity, it does not yet appear yet because Christ haven't returned for his final return. But in the meantime, until the fullness of time, hallelujah, I have a down payment of the Holy Ghost now. I got access. I got keys to the kingdom now. have the promise of the Father. Acts says that we receive the promise. What's the promise of the Father? To be restored back to the Garden of Eden through Christ Jesus. We eat from the tree of life. Adam and his wife ate from the wrong tree. We eat from the right tree. The tree is Calvary. And we are restored back to the position that we lost in Genesis chapter 3. So we're the sons of God, and Father God walks in our midst. Listen to me, mighty sons of God. I'm speaking to all of the body of Christ. I want to continue to ingrain in your mind and teach you that you're sons of God. And stop making it think that sons is something I'd be so perfect for, gotta be so good, so great. It was given to you by faith in Christ. I receive it. I am a son of God. I'm more than just a Christian. I'm more than just Pentecostal or Word of Faith or charismatic or full gospel. I am a son of God. I'm seated next to God the Father in Christ Jesus. And right next to me might be my father Isaac on one side and Brenda on the other side. There's my grandmother. There's my grandfather. I'm trying to tell you how I talk. There's my Aunt Daisy. In the clouds of glory, we sit in the same place. And I'm trying to tell you, man, we got to really get out this mentality that the world is waiting for Christians. They're waiting for sons to show up. The manifestation of the sons of God. One day, people are going to really realize how prophetic the Mighty Sons of God Church is and how God called us years before our age, years before our time. And many people are so much searching for the truth, they're going to find it in the sonship of the body of Christ. We got to show up and we got to manifest. Sons of God don't sit behind church walls. They see folks by the pool of Bethesda. Sons of God don't just sit inside of anniversary services. They show up in weddings. They turn water into wine. Sons of God, listen to me, church. Sons of God walk on the air. Sons of God manifest limited resources. Sons of God get buildings they can't pay for, pay for rent. They can't even ask to be there. Sons of God comes in the properties that are given to you. I'm talking some crazy stuff. See, sons really means that, guys, I'm going to show forth my glory through you, even though folks can't figure out how do you do what you do, even with limited resources. How is McDuffie doing this? How is he doing this? This don't make any sense because sons tithe and give offerings. Sons trust God. Sons say, God, you're going to do it for me. And sons also take a risk to say, I might lose all going for this, but I'm going for it. It's 2:54. I got 1 minute left. And let me tell you something. Those of you who feel called to support our ministry, could you go to the Cash App, $PastorMichael7. My email account is supermightmight777@gmail.com and support us with a gift, love, and offering. I got one person to sow today, Sister A&S. She sold a $25 seed. And many of you have been watching me all week long, haven't sold. Can I ask you not to be a thief and a robber? If you've been served well, could you sow a seed today? Some 10, some 20. Be a blessing to the ministry. And we got some great things coming. We got our last church service this Sunday at 9:30. I'll let you know about New Year's by Wednesday because we will be having a New Year's Eve service someplace. And I'm going to celebrate New Year's. Whether it's 5 of us or 10 of us, I'm going in. I'm not worried about it. I might join with another ministry. I'll see what God says. But, hey, I got to go. Thank you for watching. Of course, SITU here on Mike Live, but also listen to www.mikebroadcastdtv.com. Hit you up next Saturday. God bless you.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night? Feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, Maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. If chronic pain is preventing you from leading a full and active lifestyle, then it's time to visit Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists. As a Blue-friendly service provider, Oasis understands that each person's situation is unique and that each person's healing plan needs to be customized for individual injuries and conditions. Featuring board-certified and fellowship-trained physicians, Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists will have you back on your feet and back in the game. Schedule your appointment today by visiting www.blueorthopedic.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit VisitBlue.com. VisitBlue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you are looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you found it. DTVRadio.com offers programs such as Between Two Blue Balls, Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DTVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.